It was just something that didn't, we didn't have in our party. And they sounded so good to me, but I don't like them now.
I find people either love them or hate them.
No tasteless to me.
Somebody, never in Mississippi told me that he went to visit some relatives in Florida, and they gave him grits every morning. Every morning, he said, finally, he said one day, "Now let me take you home to the restaurant and buy you a decent breakfast."
I could kind of agree with him.
So, how about milk? You had your own butter.
Yes.
And what about milk? What did you make from the milk?
We made cottage cheese and we made butter. The cottage cheese was made, but some people still make cottage cheese. I know a lady that makes it now. She gave me some homemade cottage cheese recently and they were real good. Mm-hmm. Very good. The butter was churned, and we had a stone churn with a dash in it that you sit and done this till the butter formed, and you took it up and you whipped it till you got all the milk out of it, and salted it, and it was good, very good.
In fact, it might be a good thing at this point just to work backwards and start with the cow.
Yes.
Where did you keep the cow? Where did you do the milking? How did you do the milking?
The cattle mostly run out what we said outside or on the range, which was land that was not fenced. Just free land. What I mean, it could have been government land, it could have been privately owned land. Nobody paid any attention to where the cows run. Really and truly, in my family, we had our land fenced and our cattle stayed inside the pasture, but there was many, many people who didn't have pastures. You know, cattle run outside. Sometimes they'd have to go hunt them up at night to milk.
Was there a fence wall?
Not at that time. There was later, but in the early days there was no what we call a stock wall.
Stock wall.
Stock wall.
The idea there was to, in fact, what was the point of the stock wall?
To keep the cattle up. In fact, the government decided they didn't want the cattle running on their land because they nipped the little pine trees, see?
I see.
And there was a stock wall passed.
Against the stock.
Yes. And it is today in this, I guess it is everywhere, they have quite a stiff penalty for stock running on government land. If it was outside, it didn't matter. I mean, if it was not fenced, it didn't matter. They didn't care.
But today, if cattle is on government lines,
there's
a penalty as opposed to it's on the neighbor's land.
Well, most of the land today is fenced. If it's privately owned, most of it is fenced. There would be very little land that's not fenced though.
But accidentally, you see, is it considered to be a bad thing if by accident some cattle get outside?
Well, yes, there is laws. If they get on the highway and you hit one of them, it is the duty of the owner of the cow. He's responsible if that cow is outside and gets hit and there's a car wreck. It isn't.
Well, I won't dodge cows then.
You better do that. And we did milk in the barn. We had what we called a cow barn. And this was used strictly for keeping the cattle. We usually had hay in the cow barn, and whatever feed we fed the cattle was in that barn.
So you fed them and milked them both?
Yes, we did. We had no milkers. We milked them by hand. And later years, we didn't use the old-fashioned stone churn with a dash. We got a little glass churn that had a handle on it that you turned and made butter. And we thought that was great progress.